Thank you, Julie and the band. Wonderful morning. Thank you for Jackie for putting all this together. It takes a lot of effort, and I give you praise as well, as we give the Lord Jesus praise. And I want to say thank you. I believe it's probably Anita and Mary, would I be correct, who put these lovely little bags together for us ladies. Is this boomy back there, Ray? Is it all right? A bit noisy, I think. Anyway, who put these beautiful little bags together. This is a labour of love. Green and Black's chocolate. Guys, aren't you envious? Green and Black's is one of my favourite chocolates. And these lovely little bags, we can put our jewellery in them later. And these little labels, which has got a scripture on there, the Lord announces the word, and the woman who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Psalm 68:11 is on mine. And a beautiful little heart punched in it. Now, that takes a lot of work, so thank you, thank you, thank you. So you probably think this morning, what is she going to talk about when she put the title on the web? God's technology. Whoa, what a weird title that is. Well, I believe the Lord gave it me. And yes, we're going to be talking to the women and the mothers, but we're also going to be talking to everybody. Everybody. We're all inclusive. And I just want to say this morning, before we start, I believe this is a day of new beginnings for some of us here today. And I want each one of us to be open to what God is saying to me and to you today. Are you up for it? Yeah, few of you are. Not all of you are thinking about it. Well, do you know, the other thing, when we were singing, Take the Shackles Off My Feet, I thought, you know, I'm going to fly a flag. I haven't flown one for years. And I would just like to ask you all, why do you bother to go to the gym when you've got flags here? You get a real workout. I tell you, the arms are going, the legs are going, your muscles are getting a lot of action. Those of you who are doctors or nurses here know, it works. It's free. You pay at the gym. Anyway, God's technology. Let's get back to what we're on about. Well, it comes actually, the word technology, from two Greek words, techne and logos. And as soon as you hear that word logos, some of you will know where I'm going. Techne, what does that mean? It means a skill, an art, or the way, the manner, or means by which a thing is gained. And logos means, this is a dictionary definition, the utterance by which, in word, thought is expressed, a saying or an expression. And you've heard us use that word many times before, and I'll be using it a bit later as we go forward. Do you know, but God doesn't need today's modern technology. Were you aware of that? He doesn't need an iPhone, an iPad, a computer, or even an old-fashioned telephone. He communicates to us by his word, the Bible, and his Holy Spirit. Do you realize he can speak to all of us at once in a different way? Do you realize he can speak to everybody in the world at the same time in a different way? Some of you may not realize that. You see, God is omnipresent, which simply means he's all present. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. You think that's a big word. What does it mean? It means he's all powerful. He has no limitations. Trying not to go too quickly, some of you are making notes on this. He is omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. You can't hide anything from him. And the last omni, he's omnificent, which means he has unlimited creative power. And do you know what? It's still operating today. Doesn't that excite you? So let's see the scripture that we're supposed to be looking at today, and it's out of Ephesians. Ephesians 3. Some of you might have looked at this beforehand, before you came. And this really says a prayer for the Ephesians. But I want this to be a prayer for Felixstowe, Ipswich, Suffolk, the church, River of Life Church, a prayer for you, a prayer for me. So I'm going to change some of the tenses just very, very slightly. For this reason, I kneel before the Father. Well, what reason is he talking about? This is Paul writing. And if we go back to verse 6, we see it. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles, who are the Gentiles? They're people who aren't Jews, that's us, are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. And then if you go to verse 12, in him and through faith in him, well, who? The Lord Jesus Christ. We may approach God in freedom and confidence. So let's go back to our reading, verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Now I'm going to put this in the plural tense. I told you I'll change some of the tenses. We pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And we pray that being rooted and established in love, we may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, long, high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is worked within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. You are awake, you are with me. Well done. On this Mothering Sunday, we honour mothers and we honour all women. And we briefly want to look at two mothers in the Bible and see what we can glean and learn today, which will touch our hearts, because God is looking at our hearts all the time, but today. He wants you and I rooted and established in his love as we learn to walk in his ways, as we learn to walk in his power, as we learn to walk in his love, and as we allow that power to flow through us to this hurting, needy world. And I know everybody thought this was the instruments I was going to play when we were dancing and singing. Two saucepan lids. I mustn't break it, it's glass. If I clang those together, I'm a noisy gong. And without love, folks, we're a noisy gong. If you don't radiate kindness, love, compassion to other people, you're not radiating Christ, and nor am I. So we need to be aware of it. In the New Testament, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus, she said yes to being the mother of Jesus. She was a young teenager, about 13, 14. But she trusted God. And do you know what? She took a risk. Faith is a risk. R-I-S-K. She took a risk. She knew she could be ostracized. She knew Joseph could ditch her, thinking she'd had an affair with somebody else. She knew all these things. But she said, yes, I will do it. I believe and I trust God. I will do it. Would we have said that? She faced an unknown future. Would you and I face an unknown future over something God asked us to do? She had to endure great pain, great anguish, as God's will unfolded. And then she had to witness Jesus die that horrendous death on a cross to become the saviour of the world. So we learn, don't we? Mary fully believed God's word. She was fully persuaded. Do you remember Terry talking about being fully persuaded the other day? Yes, good, some of you do. She was fully persuaded that what God said, he would do. And then, many years prior to that, we read of another mother in the Bible, in the Old Testament. She also had faith in God. And she also was fully persuaded that God would sort the situation out. She took an R-I-S-K. And she was the mother of Moses. She was fully persuaded. She trusted God as she placed that little baby in that basket and put him in the river. She would not let her son be killed by the murderous Pharaoh. She had decided her son was going to be used by God. And we know what happened, don't we? The daughter of Pharaoh picked the babe, Moses, out and brought that little baby up right under Pharaoh's nose. And look what happened. We heard this morning, Moses led the people of Israel out of bondage in Egypt years later. God's plans cannot be thwarted. He will have his purposes in the world. And he wants to use you and he wants to use me. Are we willing? Are we open? These mothers went through tough times, but whatever happened, their hearts were focused on God. You all go through tough times. I go through tough times. And it isn't just the mothers and women who go through tough times. Men go through tough times. We all go through tough times. Do you know, I can look back on my own mother and think she went through some tough times. My mother had had a very difficult life. But my mother was determined that my brother and I were going to be brought up without need, without pain, without hurt. And she tried so desperately hard. She loved us. Did she get it right all the time? No, she certainly did not. I can tell you that. I shut her in the cupboard under the stairs one day. And there was no light in there. And then I was too afraid to let her out because she'd been in there such a long time. She told me off over something. So when I eventually did let her out, I silently opened the lock and ran away. And I was out for hours, too scared to come back. But she had probably got it right on what she was disciplining me with. But look how I retaliated. How do you and I retaliate when God disciplines us? Do we do dumb things? Yes, we do. We do. Do you know, as I look back, I went to church Easter, Christmas, weddings and funerals, and Mum and Dad packed us off to Sunday school to get us out the way on a Sunday morning. But I had no faith in God. I had a little Bible and a little prayer book. And the Bible was a picture book. I still got it. And I used to sit on my little stool in the hall and pretend I was the vicar when I'd been to church afterwards while lunch was being dished up. But I had no relationship with Jesus. And it was years, years later when I discovered you could have a relationship with Jesus. Dear Terry tried very hard to help me become a Christian. And I ended up pulling him away, as many of you know. Tragic, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry, dear. But anyway, it was many years later that I found the Lord, and I found the Lord through illness. Do you turn to the Lord when things are tough? We all do. But do we turn to him when they're good as well? Do we praise him? Do we give him thanks? You know, I can honestly say that I was... It was 40 years ago that I gave my life to the Lord through illness, and I discovered a peace, and nothing's going to make me lose that peace ever again. And I've said before from this platform, you could push buttons and try and make me lose my peace, and I might struggle, but I will not lose that peace that's within. But you know what that peace really is? It's the Holy Spirit. When we give our lives to Jesus and we have the Holy Spirit, we then want more of the Holy Spirit. And we get baptized by the Holy Spirit. And we grow in things of the Spirit. There's so much that I know the Lord would want me to share with you this morning to encourage you. He wants you to receive this morning his love. He wants you to understand about grace and faith. He wants you to walk in kindness and compassion. He wants you to be rid of all your anxieties and all of your fears. He wants you to have no bitterness in your heart. He wants you to have no unforgiveness in your heart, no hurt in your heart, no rejection in your heart. And he wants today to be the day of new beginnings for you. Have you prayed and prayed and prayed for things to happen in your life and they haven't happened? Lots of nods going on. Have you prayed for healing? Have you prayed for finances? Have you prayed for relationships? And it seems as if you're going through thick treacle. Nothing seems to happen. Come come on, you all own up, you all have. But I know the Lord wants to remind you and I today, Satan is a negotiator. You believe that? He's a negotiator, and he's very smooth. And he wants you and I to accept what is not God's will for us. Folks, Jesus paid the price on Calvary. He paid everything. There's no more to pay. You and I can walk in that freedom. We can walk as the Lord Jesus did on earth, with by faith in the love of God. But the devil doesn't want you to. Do you give him landing space? Come on, I'll put my hand up, I do sometimes. And then I think to myself, whoops. We all do. But every time you do it, just repent and say, Lord, help me, put a traffic light up, stop me doing it again. Move on. He gets you and I to speak, the devil does, of things negative. Anybody speak negative occasionally? Yeah? We can't take our words back. We say things how we think and how we feel before we zip it and think it through, before we speak. And they're out there. You can't take them back. And guess what? Now with technology, we do even worse than that. We text it. We email it. We put the send button on and it's gone. And we think, oh, I don't think I should have worded it quite like that. And it's too late. God wants you and I to take stock today and say, today is a day of new beginnings. Don't speak rubbish. Don't think rubbish. Put it in the rubbish bin and change your computer up here and start to think. And we know there's power in the word. Power in the word. When you and I struggle and we keep praying, nothing seems to happen, God would say to you and I, come on, arise, wake up, go back to the technology of the Word and the Spirit. Come on, let's just look at John 1, please. We don't have to, but I will. Please, let's stop speaking rubbish. There's power in speaking the Word of God into our situations. John 1, just a few verses. The Word became flesh. When you see in your Bible, Word with a capital W, it means Jesus. So I'm going to put Jesus' name. In the beginning was Jesus, the Word, and the Word Jesus was with God, and the Word Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When you have a giant standing in front of you, be it fear, be it anxiety, whatever, you cannot see the light because that darkness is in front of you. Switch on the light. The light is the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. This is his Word. Turn to Revelation 19, please, the end of the Bible. We're in end days, in case we don't realize it, but we are. And if we're not, this is my last generation, my only generation. So I'm going to live it to the best I can for God's praise and God's glory. Don't you want to get to heaven one day and have the Lord say, well done? I don't want to get there and hear him say, why didn't you? You should have. I mean, I don't think he will, but I'm just saying this. So where are we? Revelation 19. Pick up on verse 11. The heavenly warrior defeats the beast. Who knows who the heavenly warrior is? Come on, who knows who the heavenly warrior is? Jesus! You should all be shouting that from the top of the rafters. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True, capital F, capital T, Jesus. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word, capital W, of God, Jesus. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword. What do you think the sword of the Spirit is? The Word of God. the sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He'll rule them with an iron scepter, etc., etc. But go down to verse 16. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written: King of Kings, over there on the banner, and Lord of Lords. Is he your king? Yes, I'm sure he is. But is he your Lord of Lords? Are we walking in the ways God wants us to walk? Jeremiah 23:29 says, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock into pieces?" This type of faith is what God wants you and I to use. Don't look at your past failures. Don't look at the things you've done wrong. Don't look back and think, "Oh, I shouldn't have said, I shouldn't have done." Whoops, sorry. You can't change your yesterdays. You can only change your today, which in turn will change your tomorrows. God wants you and I whole in spirit, soul, and in body. He doesn't want you and I limping through our lives, walking in fears and anxieties. Start to learn to speak the word out. Don't give up coming to church when things get bad. Don't give up going to life group when things get bad. That's when we need the body of Christ. That's when we need one another. When we can't cope and we come alongside somebody and say, "Please, would you stand by me? Please, would you pray with me?" We need people then. Don't give up doing it. But the old devil says, "Don't go. They'll see you look a wreck today." You know, and you walk in here with your shoulders down. People say, "Are you all right?" Well, be honest and say, "No, could you pray with me?" Instead of saying, "Yes, fine, thank you." And it's not true. Do you know God freely gives you his grace and me? And people say, "Well, what is grace?" Some people say, "Oh, God's riches at Christ's expense." And I've said this over and over again. I believe this is the best definition of grace I've ever heard. And that still doesn't encompass it. It's the empowering presence of God to enable you and me to be the people he wants us to be and to do the things he wants us to do. I just think that encompasses the majority of it. Grace isn't based on your performance. Grace isn't based on anything like that. It's not based on your worth. It's based on God's love for you and me. It's based on God's love for mankind. We don't have to struggle to prove ourselves to God. We can hide things from one another, but you can't hide things from God. No, as far as he's concerned, if you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart, you are a proven success through Christ. And we all should be saying, "Hallelujah, thank God for that." Yep. He freely gives us his grace. Jesus bought and paid for it on Calvary. And I've got news for you. Faith is just my response and your response to God's grace. When we accept God's grace and we walk in the Spirit and the word and work listening to the walk listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, and we walk in that love and we walk in that kindness and we walk in that compassion, that grace will flow to other people, and other people will see, and other people will think, "Well, how did they cope with that massive problem they had?" But God helps us through the problems. They don't all go away, but God helps us. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God." It's a part of God that he gives us freely. Today, will you accept that? Will you trust God? Will you believe him? Will you take him at his word? Ladies, I'm sure that today we've thought about Mary, that young teenager, that risk she took. And I'm sure we've also thought about the mother of Moses, the risk she took. And she ended up nursing and looking after her own baby. When we trust God, and I say this to the men as well, when you trust God, and you walk by faith and not by sight, no matter what your circumstances are, and you step into that grace that Jesus paid for, you'll see amazing things happen. But you've got to speak the word. You've got to speak the word. You've got to know the word. You read the word. The Logos, which we mentioned right at the beginning. is the written word. I don't know where I am on my notes, but anyway, who cares? We're going, aren't we? The Logos is the written word of God, that as you and I study it and read it, not by rote as you would a novel or something, but just read a few verses and say, God, what's it saying to me? And even if it's something like the Old Testament, you think, that's hard, but what's it saying to me? Or just say, thank you, Lord, I didn't have to go through what they went through when the wrath of you fell on the people then. Your wrath now, we're new covenant believers, we're the other side of the cross. Your wrath fell on Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. We should all be doing cartwheels. We really should. It's wonderful. We could so easily have been born then. Please, 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 on this Mothering Sunday, get to grips with the written word is the Logos. When it gets in your spirit, in the sump of your spirit, and you start to speak it out, when you have situations in your own life or other people's, you don't have to say chapter and verse. You don't have to say, it is written, God says. You just have to say, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I don't care what this circumstance is. You just use the word. That's called Rhema. That's the Holy Spirit. That's got life. Then it's got the life of the Holy Spirit. Then God's word works. So don't be disappointed. Don't look around and think, well, they've got it. They've got it. He's got it. She's got it. I haven't. We've all got it if we choose to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Please, on this Mothering Sunday, decide to get caught up with Jesus. Decide to have a passion for God. Decide to have a passion for Jesus, a passion for the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the living word. The Holy Spirit's the third part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our enabler. And guess what? He is God in the church. The Holy Spirit is God in the church. Some of you may not have ever heard that before, but he is. He's God in the church. Discover for yourselves today, because it's a day of new beginnings, that Jesus is everything. Discover for yourselves the power of the Holy Spirit. It sets you free from sin and guilt. Sets us free from the past. Sets us free from all the fears, the phobias, the anxieties. Sets us free from everything. I used to be frightened of going in a lift. I used to be dreadful in lifts. And it was all because I got stuck in one abroad one day. And then it kept going up and down and never opening. And when it did open, I crawled out of a gap that high. I remember Terry saying to me, you could have been chopped in half if it went off again. I live in a place with a lift. I have no fear of lifts. And I don't live on the first floor. I live on the third. You see what I mean? God will take those fears away today. Do you know, on MasterChef, I don't know if anybody's watched it, but I love the semi-finals and the finals. That's what I watch, and I really enjoy it. And I'm rooting for this one and that one. But unless they have the correct ingredients and the precise way to use those ingredients, they don't have success, do they? Nope. Chef over there agrees with me. All right, then let's talk to people who are not chefs. They're like me. Okay, if I were to bake a cake, Terry, don't you say a word. I gave the Kenwood chef away. I've given all my baking tins away because Marks and Spencer's was nearby. And now they're going. We want Waitrose there instead, yes. Anyway, so if I were to bake a cake and I didn't have all the correct ingredients and didn't make it the correct way, would I have a decent cake? No. Never. Terry's... Thank you, Terry. Well, it's so true. I could make a fruit cake, beautiful, but you asked me to make Victoria sponge. They were quite flat. They were frisbees. But don't worry about that. It's the same for the Christian. As you and I walk out our Christian life, it's no good walking in just, I can heal, I can heal, I can heal. You've got to have love. You've got to have compassion. You've got to have tenderness. You've got to hear what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. We've got to be so open to the Holy Spirit, to the Word of God, to the Bible. We must have that Rhema word inside us to come out when we need it. So, I've mentioned several ingredients this morning. And I know I've gone random off my notes completely, but I have mentioned all these ingredients. I know I have. So it's all about Jesus. It's all about God's precious living word. It's all about his precious Holy Spirit. It's all about his grace and favor as we walk in faith and love. And it's all about worship. Guess what? Whether we feel like it or not, because he inhabits the praises of his people. It's all about prayer, whether we feel like it or not, because praying is only talking to God, and you'll soon pick up the phone and talk to somebody and say, "I feel dreadful," instead of saying, "Would you pray for me, please?" Or praying for yourself first and asking the Lord to help you. And it's all about our kindness, love, generosity, and forgiveness, and it's all about our reverential fear of the Lord, which means respect for his authority. Jesus paid the price for you and I at Calvary. Don't you think you and I ought to respond to him today? Would you stand with me, please? Father, I thank you. You've been with us. Lord, I hope that I have shared everything you wanted me to share, that every heart has been touched, because you see all our hearts, men, women, young people, everything. You see each one of us in here today. And on this Mothering Sunday, Lord, each one of us, male and female, we want to get right with you. Lord, we want to move on with you. We want the power of your Holy Spirit to flow through us to other people. We want to walk in that empowering presence of you. We want to see your kingdom come more on earth than it is already. We want to be your hands and feet to this generation that surrounds us in this world. Touch each one of us now, Lord. Touch each one of us now to respond in the way you want us to respond. Amen. I believe the Lord would say to us, today is a day of new beginnings. If you want a new beginning as we worship, I would say, please come forward. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, I would ask you to come forward, because you need to. If you've never been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to come forward. And guess what? We need further touches of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If that's you and you know that you're a bit dry, come forward. If you know that you're facing a battle and it seems so tough, you need somebody to help you switch the light on, that giant moves from in front of you, come forward. Please come forward. I had a dream early this morning, and I believe the Lord wanted me to share it. I haven't even told Terry this. He said to me, there's somebody in here who's hurting because somebody has been two-faced. And I saw the picture of the two-faced, and it was a head with a face both sides. The Lord thought, she's a bit thick, she won't get it unless I actually show her that. Somebody is here who is struggling with that. I would ask you to come forward. If you're struggling with anything, if it's sadness, bereavement, sickness, finance, kids, being a mother, being a father, being a provider, whatever it is, come forward and receive prayer. We have a prayer team with us, don't we, Jackie? I would ask the prayer team to come forward as the band go forward, please.